October 27th, 2009, Kartik, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class, Rupa Goswami's description of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. And here he's talking, this is verse 300, he's talking about this bhav, attaining this gopi bhav, following the footsteps of the gopis, and this mood of kamarup bhakti, sambhogacha, atmika, to desire to enjoy Krishna like they enjoy Krishna, which is the sakis and yuteshwaris like Radha and Lita, or desiring to have their bhav, tattad bhavichatmika, wanting their bhav. And that's the mandris. Our parampara is basically mandri parampara. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaurakishore, Jagannath Das Babaji, most of our acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur and Vishwanath, Krishnas Kaviraj, they're all mandris, sakis, pran sakis of Radharani, palyadasis of Radharani. So they're advocating this line of thought or this line of bhajan, Raghunuga bhajan, or specifically Rupanuga, followers of Rupa Goswami. So therefore, as far as Kamarup Bhakti, there's two branches, and one branch is Bhavichatmika, to desire Icha means desire, to desire to attain the Bhav of the Gopis, Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, the feelings, the sentiments, the mood, the attitude, the vision of the Manjaris, the Kinkaris of Radharani, Ayin Nanda Tanasha Kinkaram, Patitam Bhamashme Bhamavro. So this he told, this is it, Kamanuga Rupa Bhakti, following in the footsteps of those mandris who have this bhav. So how does this bhav for the gopis awaken? How does one develop or create an interest in such a mood of love or such a mood of seva or feelings? And he explains that, Rupa Goswami Pad explains that in verse 300. Shri Murtir Madhuryam Preksha Tatta Lilam Nishamyava Tadbhava Kankshino Yetsus Teshu Saranatanayo Purane Shriyate Padme Pumsam Api Bhavet Yam. He said that those who develop a longing or a hankering for the bhava of the gopis, how do they develop? They develop after seeing the sweetness of the deity of Krishna. As I mentioned earlier, many of these points are being repeated again and again in different verses in different ways. But now specifically he's applying this to this bhava, Gopi Bhava. Seeing the sweetness of the deity of Krishna and the gopis means you see murtis of Radha and Shyam, or Radha Govinda, and Lita Vishakha. Or even, and you go to Mayapur and you see all the sakis, Asta sakis, Radha Madhava and the Asta sakis. That's one way we see with our eyes Sri Murti Madhuri Preksha. The other way is that we hear about the sweet pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. So if we hear about these pastimes and we develop an eagerness, a longing, a desire to be part of these pastimes, or to be somehow involved in these pastimes or enter these pastimes by hearing about them, and or seeing these beautiful murtis, Sri Murti Madhuri Ma, Sri Murti Madhuri, Murti Madhuri, seeing the sweet forms, and everyone admits that the forms of Radha Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan are extremely attractive. And we even see that new temples open around the world, and they take many pictures of Radha Shyam Sundar. Then they go to Jaipur, to the Murti Wala, and they say, please make me murtis like Radha Shyam Sundar. And they try, and they make something, but they never look the same. As we have a phrase in English, often imitated, but never duplicated. So they're imitations, but they're not exactly duplicates. Because there's something special. These deities were installed by a pure devotee of the Lord. They came from Prabhupada's heart. And Prabhupada's heart is in one place. So therefore, it's pretty hard to duplicate the heart of Srila Prabhupada and manifest the same deities of his heart from your heart. And people around the world, they have pictures of Radhasham Sundar, and they're very sweet. The newest calendar that came out, and ISKCON Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, the yearly calendar, 2010, and it's already out. An interesting note is that the Purushottam Adhik Mas, which is the extra leap year month, it comes every 3 years, it's coming in 2010, which is extremely, like Kartik Brat is very powerful, it comes every year, and you can easily get Hari Bhakti by living on Braj Mandal and executing some of the limbs of this Brat, Damodar Brat. But it's told in Puranas, Padma Puran, that the Purushottam Brat, one Purushottam Brat is equal to 1,000 Kartik Brats. So it's really powerful. It's a very powerful Brat. And the Ishtadev of Kartik Brat is Damodar, Yashoda Damodar, and also Radharani, Kartiki Devi, Radha. So it's either you can say it's Damodar with his mother, because it's Damodar Mas, or, of course, that name Damodar Mas is one of the names of Vishnu, but it also happens to be the month that Krishna got bound in the Damodar Leela. Or we can say it's the month of Shakti, Radharani's month, Kartiki Devi. The speciality of Purushottam month is that the worshipful deities of Purushottam month are Radha and Krishna, Yugal, specifically. Not Damodar and not Radharani alone or whatever, but specifically Radha Krishna Yugal. And that's coming next year in 2010 from April 14th until May 15th, which is a real blessing. Because it's not that hot in Vrindavan. And previously, 3 years ago, it came in the middle of Chaturmasya or something like that. I think there was 1 month of Chaturmasya then. It was something like June, July. It was really hot. We were having classes in the basement, in this basement. And about 30 people were coming, 30 devotees. It was quite packed. Radharas Sudaniti class. We gave class in Radharas Sudaniti and some other books. And it was too hot, really too hot. So I encourage everyone to try to somehow come to Braj Mandal April 14th to February 15th and spend the month in hearing and chanting and worshipping Radha and Krishna Yugal. Of course, Radhakund is the best place because Radha and Krishna Yugal are here and they're Rasa Sarup and Prem Sarup. Easy. You are yours for the drinking. A ras you drink, a radhakun you can drink with your heart. That's just a side point. So he's saying that you hear the pastimes of Krishna the gopis or see the deities, then that person is qualified for Raghunuga sadhana, either one of these types, Sambandhanuga, Kamanuga, or this, either of these two types, Sambhog or Bhavichatmika. And then sometimes, this is a very systematic argument, Rupa Goswami is saying. Some people might be saying, the question may be raised, well, this Kamanuga, this mood of calm or intense lust or obsession to have sambhog with Krishna, to actually enjoy with Krishna and attain a suitable spiritual body to have sambhog, ajatmika, Kamanuga bhakti, that aspiration, that must be only for women. Those jivas that are already women now, they may be inclined towards seeing the Purusha or Sri Krishna in that particular mood of sambhog or desiring to enjoy with Krishna and conjugal union, sexual union. So it must be limited, ladies only, that this line of bhajan or this line of meditation must be only restricted for those that are women and not men. Whereas this bhava, tad-bhava, then tad-bhava means that you want the bhava of the gopis or the gopas or even the mother, so then you can follow Sambandhanuga, Raghunuga Bhakti. And now Rupa Goswami, he says that you may see, you may be a man, a jiva in a man's body, and you see beautiful murtis of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So that's Krishna with all these ladies. And you see how sweet Krishna looks, how beautiful the gopis look. And I would like to be a gopi also. Or I would like to be a gopi maid servant or servant of Krishna, Sakhi of Krishna. Oh, he says, Rupa Goswami says, that this, even men can attain this type of bhakti. Even men, jivas inhabiting a male body, men, they can also attain kamarup bhakti, this sambhog ichatmika, desiring to offer themselves. And we maybe, you even may know some devotees like that. There are some devotees like that, even in Vrindavan. They're men, and they want to be Krishna's gopis and offer themselves for his pleasure. So that's possible. So this verse is telling that. And then, of course, Rupa Goswami says that. Then the next verse, he gives the example of some males who became gopis. So men became women. And that's not very desirable in the material world. If you ask any man if he wants to become a woman, I don't think he'll say yes. I doubt it. Rarely. Because a woman's life is difficult. Physically, so many difficulties. And ask any woman. If you ask any woman whether she wants to be a woman again, and she may say yes. But invariably, many of them will say no. If I have to take another material body, maybe I'd rather take a man's body. So that seems to be the general consensus. But what we're offering in Krishna consciousness is a siddhadeya for everyone. Men or women, whatever body we inhabit now, is only a vehicle for self-realization. Basic point Rupa's giving is that men or women have equal access to gopi bhavs. Gopi bhav is not only for ladies. Because everyone in our parampara, practically, of course there are some exceptions. There's Ganga Mata Goswamini, Krishna, of course there's Mirabai, but she was in Dwarka Bhav, Swakiya Bhav. But there are a few ladies in our parampara, in Gaudiya Sampradaya, famous lady gurus, Krishna Thakurani and others. Hemalata Thakurani, Srinivas Acharya's daughter, Hemalata Thakurani, Ganga Mata. But most of, and they're also in Gopi Bhav. But most of them are men, and they're also in Gopi Bhav. They're all gopis. There's no bar for men. So earlier, Rupa Goswami was mentioning hearing. He was talking about hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th Canto. And then verse 292 of this discussion about Raghunuga Bhakti, he said that Shravanot Kirtan, maybe you remember the verse, Shravanot Kirtanot. Shravana Kirtanot. He said that by Shravanam, hearing and chanting, this is a way to awaken a longing or desire to be like the gopis or serve Krishna in his rag bhakti. So hearing only was mentioned as a cause for awakening a desire for the bhavas of the Braja gopis. But here in verse 300, Rupa Goswami is describing that one can awaken a craving or intense desire, interest for attaining or having gopi bhav. How? By seeing pastimes, pastimes depicted in a painting, or by seeing paintings of Krishna's leelas, in pastimes, or deities of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. However, the Jiva Goswami qualifies. He says, the sight, because it says, Sri Murti Madhuri Preksha. Preksha means see. The sight of Krishna's painting or murti, his deity, depends on one's first hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jiva goes on. Devotees should see the particular sweetness of pastimes in the deity forms of Krishna and his consorts, gopis, or hear about the sweetness of their love and pastimes. The intention of Rupa Goswami is to show that even in the act of seeing, one requires hearing also. Without hearing, there will be no manifestation of their basic forms and pastimes. That's why we say Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. Hearing about Krishna and the gopis, even without seeing any pastimes or without seeing any paintings or seeing any murtis, this is also effective independently. These persons develop longing for the bhava of the gopis and they become qualified for these two types of sadhana. Longing for the sentiments, the sweet sentiments of the Brajagopis, after seeing a painting of Krishna and Brajagopis in Ras Lila and Jula and Jalkeli. This is what he's talking about here. And nowadays, there's so many paintings available. That's one of the greatest contributions of the Russian devotees, I think. If you see Prabhupada, many of Prabhupada's disciples are very famous artists. Of course, Jadarani has done a lot of Leela paintings, especially lately. I mean, always has, but specifically about the gopis. And now there's so many paintings because many, many devotees around the world are extremely interested in all these intimate topics and reading all these books about Radha and Krishna's Braj Leela, their Madhurya Leela. And they're asking these artists, they're paying them and asking these artists to depict them. And I've seen many paintings. I've visited different artists, Russian artists, and I say, oh, who? And they have paintings on their wall waiting to be shipped or packaged or whatever. I say, what is this painting? Oh, this is so-and-so Manjari, and this, and they're making tambul for Radharani, and very many wonderful intimate scenes they have. So the Russians are kind of leading the way and all kinds of, like, as Prabhupada said, these paintings are windows of the spiritual world. You look out your window and you can see the yard or the cars on the street or whatever. Look at these paintings, you can see the spiritual world. You can see the scenery, the animals, the expressions, the garlands, the fruits, and all the different things. It's very nice. So this is happens. We see these paintings of Krishna and gopis and Jalkeli water pastimes. So what's happening here, what's awakening by this seeing the sweet forms of the deities or the pastimes is a type of purvarag, intense attraction and loving mood, a mood of loving feelings for Radha and Krishna and the gopis, and which, we, of course, we haven't met them directly or had darshan. So it's prior attachment. It's aroused, and this is aroused in the heart of the beloved of the Braja Gopis only on seeing their paintings without personal contact. Of course, you know, for us it's not exactly purvarag, because this is a feature of prema. Purvarag, this is love and separation. But for us it creates, you can say, purva bhakti samskaras. It creates samskaras in the heart, which prepares the path of loving attachment to Radha and Krishna. It instills in us a desire to move forward on the path of devotion. I've seen some devotees, they have their whole room is full of pictures of Leela. All the walls, they sit in their room and they look all around. Everywhere there's posters and pictures of different Leelas of Radha and Krishna. And some devotees have albums, photo albums, and they have little snapshots in there of all these paintings. And they turn them one by one and chant and look at the painting. And this way they leave this world and enter that world of Leela. Leela Bhumi, Vrindavan, Braja Bhumi. And they find this is conducive. It inspires them and pushes them along the path of bhakti, the path of love divine, and the mood of trying to become a gopi and try to develop the bhava and sentiments of the gopis. But this feature is also there in the spiritual world. There's also paintings of Radha and Krishna or Leelas. As explained, in the kunjas, and the kunjas of Radha Kunda or other places, on the outside of the kunj, like we have this boundary wall. Well, just imagine on the outside of this boundary wall, there may be paintings hanging every so many feet. And we don't see them, we're inside. But someone approaching this property from outside may see the wall and then see these paintings and maybe walk around and see one by one. So on the outside walls of the kunjas are paintings of Krishna's demon-killing Leela, one by one. And this is in the spiritual world also. And Braja Gokul, Braja Lok. So the gopis, they sometimes they walk around the outside of the kunjas with Krishna, and they say, oh, what's this? Because it's all like, all new. And this is Boma Vrindavan Leela, now this is a Nitya Leela. On Nitya Leela, there's no demons. And there's just some paintings of demons. Like we see paintings. Oh, see, like we show our daughter, little Guru Kuli kid or something. See, this is Krishna standing on Kaliya. He danced on this snake. He killed Kaliya. And we tell the little child about this pastime. And the gopis will walk around the kunja and they'll say, oh, Krishna, what's that? Oh, you don't know. I went to Boma Vrindavan and Kamsa tried to kill me. And there's this big snake came and Jamuna polluted everything, killed so many birds and this and that. He said, really? And we were there? Yeah, you were there also. And then I called you out one time. I did this pastime in one kalpa, one universe. Then I called you out, and you walked across the Yamuna, and you came on the hoods of Kali, and we had Vasa dance there. Oh, really? We did. So they see on the outside. So any different personalities, they can see these paintings. But then inside the kunja, inside walls of the kunja, the kunj, there are very intimate paintings of the Rati Vilas, or the intimate Sringar Ras, or conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna are on the wall. I mean, we might consider that to be rather like too much intimate, let's say. But they're only for private viewing. On the inside walls, there's pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and their different intimacies of their loving exchanges. And no outsider can see, or no, even the Sakis hardly see. This is like, the paintings are there. And there may be a painting inside the kunja wall, kunja of Radharani, Manini Radha. And Krishna's there, and Radharani's looking like this. And then Krishna says, see that? Remember that time? Yes, yes. That time will come again. And Radharani showed Man, unfavorable sulking mood towards Krishna, and that's in a painting. And they look at that, and Radha and Krishna laugh. They say, yes, remember, I had to take your feet. Dehi Parapalava Mudaram Mama Shirasi Mandaram. I had to put your feet on my head, and yes, 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 I remember you did that. I was so embarrassed when you did that. When you begged for my feet, Dehi Para, Dehi Para, Dehi Para. And then you took my feet and so gingerly and tenderly held them to your forehead. Although I liked it, but at the same time I was really embarrassed. I felt ashamed that you were putting my feet on your head. But at any rate, yes, I remember. And Krishna's, and they like this. So they're seeing paintings, and when Radharani comes to this world, then she appears to take birth or appear, and she grows up. She goes through these different phases, and one of them is Purvarag, falling in love with Krishna. So in that stage, Vidagdha Madhav, Rupa Goswami is describing, then Vishakha does some paintings of Krishna. And Radharani sees those paintings, and of course she sees Krishna from a distance. And when she sees those paintings, then that awakens the sweetness of those paintings and the beauty of Krishna that stimulates her loving attraction and attachment before they actually meet when she's quite young. And this becomes a stimulant for Purvarag. For Krishna, it's aroused by seeing these paintings or hearing Krishna playing the flute in the distance. Or even sometimes Radharani, she hears the name of Shama, one of her sakis is named Shamala, and someone says to her, "Oh, Radharani, one of your sakis has just come from Nandagaon, and she has just come from Krishna's. She's seen Krishna's evening, his pastimes in the evening time, and she wants to report to you. Oh, who is that saki? What is her name? Oh, that's Shamala." Shamala Saki, oh Shamala. And Radharani closes her eyes and she kind of totters a little bit and feels a little dizzy and because she absorbs herself in a sweet reverie of remembering that Sham, that boy Sham, whom she saw from the palace Chandrashalika, from the rooftop lookout tower, she saw this boy Sham walking by behind all the thousands of Surabhi cows. And now she hears the name Shamala, and she, oh, that's Sham. And then Vishakha says, it's Shamala Saki. Shamala Saki, Saki. Oh, yeah, Saki, Saki. Okay, yeah, what does she have to say? Oh, And she gives the news, and Radharani comes to more external consciousness. So this is going on that level with Radharani. So this, therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he himself has said that these paintings are like, these ISKCON paintings by the artists are like windows to the spiritual world. And Prabhupada wanted us to always look, keep our eyes on the spiritual world, the goal, the destination of prayojan. So he arranged his movement, his ISKCON movement, with the proper deities and the proper paintings to keep our eyes on the spiritual world. Sri Murtir Madhurima Preksha. Madhuri Murti. Sri Murti Madhuri. Murti Madhuri Preksha. Preksha means Iksha. Iksha means Aksha. Means seeing. Keep your eyes fixed on the goal. So everywhere there's Radha Madhav, Radha Govinda, Radha Landanishwara, Radha Parashishwara, Radha Parthasarathi, Radhika Raman. Everywhere Radha, everywhere Krishna, and various Leela forms and names. And Prabhupada established these deities, and he said there should be very wonderful deity worship, all fresh flowers, no plastic, all fresh flowers, and beautiful incense, and beautiful Mahaprasad, so that we become captivated there by the intense beauty, the serenity, the overall ambience and serenity of the mandir, of the temple. Then inconceivably incredible beauty and symmetry and color and design of the deities and their outfits. And people become lost. And what to speak of devotees? We take an injection every day. We take a sweet injection. Madhuri Murti injection every day. We take an injection. You take an injection. Some medicine in the arm or backside or whatever. So seeing the Murti is like an injection. It's an injection of sweetness into the bloodstream, which increases our attraction for the Lord, and hopefully it fructifies in wanting to be in that sweetness and be with that sweet form of the Lord, Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna and Vrindavan, and be amongst those gopis and to serve them. Therefore, Rupa Goswami Pad is telling that this longing, as we repeatedly see, take darshan of the deities of Radha Shyam Sundar, or any Radha and Krishna deities, with eyes of devotion and a heart filled with surrender, and gradually what happens is that attraction develops. Attraction, attachment, an intense eagerness or yearning to achieve that attraction or to meet that attachment, to meet Krishna, to serve Krishna. This is the deity aspect, how the deity brings about an eagerness, just deity darshan. There's so many levels of taking deity darshan. And in Rupa Goswami's 64 Limbs of Devotion, he gives about 9 or 10 different instructions of how to, 9 or 10 different limbs of the 64 are all about how to interact with the person on the altar whom we call a deity. And everywhere, practically speaking, the word is used feeling. One should feelingly take darshan. One should feelingly offer prayers before the deity. One should feelingly dance before the deity. And all about feelings. So feelings means persons. Feelings, love, sentiments. This is the proper way to take darshan. Full of sentiments, full of feelings, full of loving mood. And when this type of, from our side, when we take darshan with this type of heart, or this type of mentality and attitude, full of feelings and submission and attraction and attachment, then there comes yearning awakens, yearning to be with that Lord and to serve that Lord. Then that, darshan coupled with looking at pastime, paintings of pastimes, is very powerful medicine to create this interest in Raghunuga Bhakti and to create an yearning and a craving. A craving means an intense, craving means an uncontrollably intense attraction to have something. That's a craving. I crave. Some people, we hear about pregnant ladies. When they're pregnant, they have a craving for a particular type of food. Because maybe they need that for the baby. There's something they say, like the lady may say, "Oh, I want to eat peanuts. I really want to eat peanuts." It's not really that she has an intense craving for peanuts. She's not a peanut freak, as we may say. But inside peanuts is niacin. There's lots of niacin, which is used for development of the brain. For developing the brain, the human brain, niacin is required. The super soul is dictating to her, "Listen, I'm developing this baby in your womb. You're just sleeping and eating. And this, you're deficient in niacin. Your diet are not sufficient. You're not eating enough grains or whatever. You're not digesting or absorbing. You need more niacin." So the super soul is sending a message, peanuts. Because peanuts is a very good source of niacin. Because we studied medicine, we're also married before. So then the lady says, "Oh, I want peanuts, peanuts." And he said, "What is this? You never ate peanuts in your whole life. You're not a, you know, peanut freak." "No, no, I have to have peanuts." And she's eating peanuts, peanuts. Of course, they're pretty fattening too. But the real thing is that she needs more niacin, and it's getting there. So it's called a craving, intense desire to have something, uncontrollably intense. "I have to have it." She wakes up at 1 o'clock in the morning, "Peanuts." "It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. I'll go out to this 24-hour store and get peanuts. Do something before I go nuts." So get me some peanuts or I'll go nuts. So this craving for Krishna in Gopi Bhav, it comes by Shravanam, hearing, and also by this taking darshan of the deities with the right mood and bhav and attitude, and seeing these paintings of leelas. Naturally, as one becomes more specific in his approach or individualistic in his understanding of Krishna and his eternal loving relationship with the Lord, then he'll want to surround himself with paintings all about Krishna and Vrindavan. We don't see so many paintings on his walls of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra or Bhishma. And we don't see paintings of Krishna with a wheel in his hand running to kill Bhishma because he was almost killing Arjuna. And we don't see Krishna with the horse's reins in his hands and mud on his face and maneuvering the chariot of Arjuna, Senior Ubiyor Madhye. We don't see him maneuvering the chariot in the middle of the Senapatis. That's what that verse means in Gita. We don't see that on the wall of the Raghunuga Bhaktas in Gopi Bhav. We see Krishna holding Radharani's feet on his head. We see Krishna in Sevakunj with his hands folded, begging Radharani's mercy. We see Krishna begging, folded hands, standing between Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri, looking to one and the other and saying, "Please, can't you do something? Can't you make some arrangement for me to meet Radharani?" We see paintings of Krishna begging for the mercy of the Manjaris and begging for the mercy of Radharani. We see Krishna as a beggar. The Raghunuga Sadaka and Gopi Bhav. Radharani is Ishwari, Vrindavaneshwari, Parameshwari, Radha, Vrindavaneshwari. And Krishna is her Kotwari. Prabhupada wrote this in a letter in 1968. You can see your folio for all of you. Objective personalities. You can look in folio in 1968, there's a letter to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. I've cited this before. Prabhupada said, our next deity festival will be called Rai Raja. R-A-I-R-A-J-A. Rai Raja. This festival is held very wonderfully here in Vrindavan, especially at the Madan Mohan Temple. And here, Krishna takes the role of a Kotwari. And Radharani becomes the Ishwari, Rai. Rai means Umurao. Umurao or Umurai. Umurai means queen, the empress, the supreme controller of the whole world. Rai. Rai Raja. And Krishna becomes Kotwari. Kotwari means a guard, a sentinel, Chokidar. And he, as you see, Madan Mohan Temple in Vrindavan last night, and over here also Madan Mohan. Radharani is placed on the top altar all by herself. The queen, Vrindavaneshwari, "Hey, Krishna, jao, out, out. Step down, mister." So Krishna goes down, and Radharani's on top step, third step, then there's second step, or whatever, then first, Krishna's on the first step. And he's standing there, and he's like this. Obviously, the Murti's made like this. But they, on here, on the outside of his arm, they put a round shield. You must have noticed last night, if you had eyes open. And he had a round shield here. So that's his shield, you know, shield? Like a gladiator or something. And then where he was standing, there was a sword going like this, leaning on his arm. A sword, as if he had a sword and a shield in his hands. And that's Kotwari, protector, Radharani's chokidar. So the festival they celebrated yesterday. I think about 2 or 3 days after Kartik, again they have this festival, all the temples in Vrindavan. And Radha-Damodar, here they dressed Radha-Damodar in Subalvesh. Everybody was practically Subalvesh except for Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan was Kotwari, Rai Raj. But Govindaji was Subalvesh, and Janma Anangamandri and Gopinath, I mean Radharani, she was in Subalvesh. What is it called? Subalvesh Milan or whatever that Leela is called. And then in Govindaji, then Gopinath, and Damodar was all Subalvesh. Madan Mohan was Rai Raj. But in Vrindavan, each temple is different. In Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar is Shamasaki. Krishna Damodarji, I've seen so many times. In Vrindavan, the Radha Damodar Mandir. Then Damodarji, he's Krishna. I mean Damodar. But Radharani's dressed up as Shamalasaki. Shamalasaki means that she... No, how am I getting it confused? Damodar is dressed up as Shamalasaki. He has long hair and he's holding a veena and his nose ring and lipstick. Everything looks like Gopi. And then Govindaji, Radha Govindaji down by Rangaji Temple, there nearby. She's in Subalvesh. Then Shamsundar, you go to Shamsundar Mandir. Shamsundar Mandir, then Shamsundar is in Nokabihar. Nokabihar means he's a boatman. And they put this long boat in front of the deities, and they put Shamsundar on one side with a big wooden stick in his hand. He's like this, but they put this big long wooden stick like he's pushing the pole. It's a bamboo pole the boatman uses. Then the other side of the boat, Radharani's sitting there. That's Nokavihar. And then Radharamana, he's just out front. And Madan Mohan and Madan Mohan temple. Then Krishna, they bring out many gopis. They have many Utsam gopis. And they, many, many gopis are there. And a big arrangement for Madan Mohan, big altar and many gopis. And then Radharani's on the center. And then you go to Gokulananda temple. They take, I think it's the Radharani, Radhavijay Govinda, that Radharani. And the other ones they put away, the deities put on the side, and they worship on the side, Radha Gokulananda and Radha Vinod. And then Radharani, they make some legs for her out of like fiberglass. So she's standing, obviously she's standing, but they make it looks like she's on a seat and these legs go like this, you know, like when you're sitting on a seat, your knees will go like this and your feet go like that. So these false legs hanging down, they put the sari around the little feet, and then she's there, and Krishna's down on the side. It's like another type of Rai Raj, but very graphic. It really looks like she's sitting on an asan. And this is, I think... Kartik Purnima, and then it's next month actually after Kartik. It's like second or third day. All the temples special darshan. It's really wonderful. And Shravan Mas they also do. And Shravan Mas and Kartik, these 2 months. Special treat for the devotees. And here they do also, I think so. 2 days after Kartik they'll do. But not as elaborate and not as attractive. So that's verse 300. About seeing Murtis, what I was just speaking was about seeing deities, in particular Leelas, and becoming attracted to the sweetness of that. Not only seeing every day the deities and becoming attracted, but when specifically enacting pastimes of the gopis, then you become even more attracted. When they wear flower outfits, and I think yesterday in Vrindavan, Radharani, Radhashamsundar, she was in Subalvesh, Milan, so... Everyone saw our lotus feet. And tomorrow we'll start with verse 301 from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.